Antenna TV is granting your wish and celebrating with back-to-back Genie episodes.
Join Barbara Eden as Antenna TV celebrates the Still Dreaming of Genie 60th Anniversary Marathon.
In honor of this magical anniversary, I'll be hopping out of the Genie bottle and hosting this great event, sharing some of my favorite memories.
Starting August 16th on Antenna TV.
Dean Richards now with entertainment news and more on the Emmys.
I dream of Jeannie, the announcement that mm-hmm. we just heard
yep.
of the special. She's 93 years old.
Yeah, I was just thinking, it's unbelievable. She sounds fantastic.
I guess
we'll see what she looks like,
I'm sure she looks great. But
yeah, I would think. Yeah. She's always been a good looker.
Yeah. How about that?
I Dream of Jeannie. Now, is that, I always get mixed up. Is that the show with two Darrens? I forget. Or is that another
yes.
show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's the show with two Darrens. And they're both astronauts.
any Emmy nominations for them?
I don't know if they are. I would be surprised if they won any Emmy awards, but I would have to go back. I shouldn't presume, I guess. It was a good day for many of your favorite shows. In the big categories for best drama, Andor was nominated. The Diplomat, The Last of Us, Paradise, The Pit. Severance actually got the most nominations of any show, 27 in all, followed by Slow Horses and The White Lotus. After that, for Best Comedy, Abbott Elementary was nominated. The Bear, Hacks, Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Shrinking. The Studio got 23 nominations, many of them for guest performances. People like Martin Scorsese and Ron Howard, never been nominated before. Little Ronnie Howard has never been nominated after all of his years on Andy Griffith and Happy Days. But now he gets a nomination for making a guest appearance on The Studio. Anyway, that got 23 nominations for Best Limited Anthology Series or Movie, Adolescence, Black Mirror, Dying for Sex, Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, and Colin Farrell's The Penguin, second most with nominations, 24 in all. But let me see here. I told you about Ron Howard. Harrison Ford getting his very first Emmy nomination at age 83. Beyonce got a couple of nominations for the concert that she did on Thanksgiving, not the Super Bowl performance, but the one that was, I'm pretty sure it was on Thanksgiving. Bryan Cranston was nominated. Dave Franco, Anthony Mackie, Zoe Kravitz. Lots of people that ordinarily do not get nominations because they don't do very much television, but they did because of that series, The Studio. Some snubs include Squid Game. It's, you know, one of the most popular shows out there on Netflix, and got the zero acknowledgement yesterday. Diego Luna from Andor was snubbed yesterday, as was Elizabeth Moss. The Emmy Awards this year will be given out on September the 14th. That's going to be on CBS and on Paramount Plus. We've got the full list posted, full nomination list, WGNradio.com.
Turns out the Superman movie has been good news for the Anti-Cruelty Society, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is something. I mean, in the Crypto, the Superdog, you know, certainly in many ways was a scene stealer in this movie. And as we found out in our one-on-one interview with James Gunn, the dog was completely computer animated. The dog that was not, it was based on James Gunn's real dog, but too difficult to control a dog doing some of the things that the dog needed to do. But the numbers for adopting dogs, according to a dog training app, was up 513%
wow.
following the opening weekend of Superman. If you check the phrase rescue dog adoption near me, That phrase was higher 163% of the time than it normally had. Adopt a schnauzer was up 299% because Crypto, the super dog, seems to be a mix between a terrier and a schnauzer. So if nothing else, Superman is having a great effect on dog adoption out there.
Yeah, apparently. We'll get a weather and traffic break in, and then Dean will tell us about new shows to watch on the stream. And also, remember that bizarre Joaquin Phoenix appearance on the Letterman show? Well, you'll finally get an explanation. That's coming up
sort
momentarily.
Of.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. From the Department of Corrections, sorry, Bewitched had two Darrens. Bewitched, not I Dream of Jeannie. And now we hear from Joaquin Phoenix. What did he have to say on Colbert?
Yeah, he was on Stephen Colbert promoting his latest project. And, of course, you know, Colbert is in the Ed Sullivan Theater, the same place where David Letterman did his show for decades. And it was in 2009 that Joaquin Phoenix came on Letterman's show with the beard and the sunglasses and gave one-word answers and, you know, barely was participating. He had previously announced that he's retiring from showbiz. And it was one of the most bizarre yet most memorable interviews of all time that he has since said was fake. But Colbert asked him about it last night to talk a little bit more about it. And this is what Joaquin Phoenix said.
He was great, though.
It was fantastic television to watch these one-word answers. And I remember Dave so clearly, you know, just struggling to go through this. Anyone who interviews other people for a living, as we do, if you get a guest that is giving you one word answers and you know, just really sort of shutting the interview down while you're trying to do it, you break into a cold sweat, you know, trying to figure out how you're going to try to salvage it. And that's what he did to Letterman. And Letterman had the line of the night when he said, I'm sorry you couldn't be here to enjoy the interview.
I do remember that.
That was so great.
What's new on the TV stream?
Let's see what we've got here on the old home video report. We have got Star Trek back again, beaming back aboard the Starship Enterprise. Season 3 of Star Trek Strange New Worlds begins tomorrow on Paramount Plus. Eric Bana, the Australian actor, has got a new series that's called Untamed. He plays a special agent for the National Park Service investigating a murder in Yosemite National Park. It's called Untamed. It begins streaming tomorrow on Netflix. We've got a hit teen romance back again. This one is called The Summer I Turned Pretty, returning for its third and final season on Amazon Prime. We've got some interesting documentaries this week, including the one that's called Trainwreck Balloon Boy, which is about the hysteria that surrounded that sort of homemade flying saucer. Really, it was like a balloon, and they thought that a six-year-old boy was inside of it. This new Netflix documentary explores the whole thing, and that begins streaming this week. Apocalypse in the Tropics shows how the evangelical movement became a political force in Brazil. Also, you can get an inside look at the life on and off the field with NFL quarterbacks Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins. Season 2 of Quarterback is out this week. And finally, there is the documentary called Surf Girls International, about five up-and-coming competitors trying to make a name for themselves, representing their home countries while catching waves all over the world. That begins streaming tomorrow. That sounds like Girls Gone Wild in Palm Beach or some Daytona or something.
And on WGN-TV in about an hour, Hamburgers Gone Wild.
Well, hamburgers, but not just your basic hamburgers. Stuffed hamburgers today. Stuffed with all kinds of different things in the middle of the burger instead of on top of the burger. That's going to be at 9:35 this morning. I thought, you know, while the air quality is so bad and it's still so hot, I should really get in front of a nice hot grill. So I'll do that at 9:30 this morning.
Watch Dean Sweat on TV. Talk to you here tomorrow. Thank you.
Bye.